And welcome one, welcome all to your inaugural game of the 2017 Maroon Soccer Program. Pete Ferrari here on the call on behalf of the Illinois Media School as we partner up for all of your broadcasts, the 2017-2018 season. I'm so excited to be here with all of you today and be bringing this great opportunity as only the Illinois Media School and the University of Chicago can bring it to you. Left to right are going to be the home maroons in their whites with an outstanding maroon trim and number. Right to left are going to be the visiting Pirates out of Whitworth University. Some notes as we come in today's game. We're excited to be here at Stagg Field in Chicago, Illinois. The opening match of the first ever meeting between the Pirates and the University of Chicago Maroons of the Northwestern Conference, that being the Pirates of Whitworth University. They open up this 2017 season ranked number 9th in the NCAA Division III United Soccer Coaches preseason poll after finishing 2016 with a 17-1-2 overall record. The Maroons won the University Athletic Association title with a 5-0-2 mark. Last year's squad was ranked number 1 in the nation for most of the season and reached the NCAA round of 16. The 2016 Maroons, they also set new season records in wins with 17, a winning percentage of 900, win streak of 15, shutouts of 15, fewest goals allowed at 8, lowest goals allowed against average at .39, points 156, and assists in 52. Some other notes. Head coach Mike Babs entered his fifth season at University of Chicago. His teams have made three straight trips, to the Division III tournament in the NCAA during his tenure. The Maroons, again, 10 team records have been broken, set or tied all 6 individual school records. 3 of the 4 all-time All-Americans have played under his watch. His players have compiled 12 All-Region awards, 18 UAA honors, and 3 UAA Rookie of the Year accolades. To go on the flip side, Whitworth, they finished that 2016 season with a 12-4-3 overall record. Very good. And captured its third straight NWC title in the process. The Pirates earned the automatic bid to the NCAA Division III tournament, falling to Trinity, Texas University 3-0 in the opening round. Officials look to be getting ready as we set up here on this beautiful Friday early evening on the south side of Chicago. Goal for the Pirates is going to be Tony Waters, the 5'9 senior out of Bend, Oregon, and we are underway. Far sideline, Pirates with possession. Passing up to the near side, Pirates holding on to that possession. Far sideline, midfield. Breaking in, still nothing. Clearing pass, Maroon's not able to get to it. Near side to Hepler. Hepler back to Morris on the defense. Good pass up, header away by the Maroons. Pushing far side is Adeyasun. Whistle. And they'll reset with the throw in. Again, glad to be here today, this evening, this afternoon, and everything in between. Ferrer on the call. Tim Helms on the camera work today. Both representatives of the BNR.com network. Your home maroon soccer already lining up at the top of the goal box. The official gave the call. The Pirates are saying, what are we waiting for? High kick into the goal zone. Nothing there. Good clear. Near sideline. Maroons trying to get it right back into play quickly. Doubleheader attempt, Maroons fail to get possession. Taking possession is Diaz. Maroons clear near side to be able to set up their defense. Throwing now going to be by Hepler. Pass on the near side, Morris. Morris back to Hepler. Hepler all the way back to goal, Waters. Waters looking far side to set up some offense for the visiting Pirates. Crosses mid, far pass, near side, Diaz. Diaz makes him a move around a maroon. Do we have a whistle? We don't. That's going to be a goal kick. Pirates were calling for it. Good aggressive defense on that challenge. Hill Bonin, goalkeep for your Maroons. Wearing the long sleeve green with matching green gloves, neon yellow shoes. I think I should wear that for the broadcasting, just so nobody mistakes me for the goalkeeper. Looking for the pass mid. Holding on to possession, midfielder, actually defender, is going to be Hepler. Kaokonis, a lot of action at the midfield thus far in the early onset of the game. Now reaching the fourth minute of play here in your opening season contest between the Pirates and the Maroons. Doesn't go out of bounds. Maroons gain possession. That one does go out of bounds. Cole, quick throw in. Looking mid, header. Strong challenge. Cole joining the fun. Kakionis clears back to goal, goes far side with that recent sequence. Clear back to goal by Waters. We're going to have some nice contrast in the lighting as the sun's going to be setting to our west, coming at you as the eve goes on. We will be here all weekend, so make sure you tune in tomorrow for University of Chicago Maroon football and right back here on Monday for some more Maroon soccer and next Wednesday for women's soccer. Glad to be here on Facebook Live and on the Maroon Network on the University of Chicago Athletics website. Back to mid, Espinosa. Far stretch ahead with the pass, Bonin able to get it cleanly. Takes it on the bounce. Looking for a outlet and does pack back to the defense of Ryman. Near side to Coe. Coe goes back mid. Fancy footwork with the right. Goes off with the left. Good defense by Kakinonis. Back near, going up. And Waters able to clear the path easily. About to hit the 6 minute of play here in your opening night action. University of Chicago Maroons taking out of the Pirates. No attempts on goal yet. Along the mid is Hepler. Hepler near side looking for Diaz. Diaz trying to make a move. He goes to mid. Is he going to take an attempt? Passes up. Not able to find a clearing. High header attempt. Back. Coe. And we do have a whistle. That's going to go to the way of the Maroons. Almost had our first attempt there for those of you watching at home. Clearing pass not there in the middle. Maroons able to sniff that one out. Pass up to Midizao. Goes back to goalkeep. Bonin. Pass to midfield off the high. Quick one attempt near side. Coe's got a lane. Coe's patching the box. Approaching. Goes back to mid. He goes to the right foot. The left. Chips in. Oh, just wide. Good pass in attempt. Udayasun not able to turn the right foot around enough. And that one goes wide of the goal. It's going to be interesting how many go high, wide, and right and hit the street front. Out here on the south side, maybe a CTA bus might get greeted nicely with a soccer ball at some point. Back underway here. In your seventh minute of action of your opening night contest. Chip to the far sideline. Pirates with possession. Trying to make a move around the left is Espinosa. Good challenge, two players of the Maroons. Chip away, there will be a whistle. A little bit of chirping right now. Are we going to start with a card already? The official talking to the two players very quickly about the situation. One of the officials having a few words, trying to calm tensions down already. season just started. You don't want to necessarily have a card within the first 7 minutes. Good high kick. Bonin's able to get the attempt unaltered. Bonin does a bounce. He's asking for space. Able to clear about 15 yards past mid. Maroons with the only near attempt on today. Waters asking for it back. Able to get so. Near side pass to Hepler. Hepler goes back to Morris. Strong offense right now by the Maroons. They're not letting the Pirates set up near midfield like they have for the onset of this contest. Some long strides along the far sideline for the Pirates. Pass up. Good defense by the Maroons to take possession back. Challenged by Pirates immediately. They regain possession. They pass up onside. They have a kick. Shot. Goal! Or is it just wide? It was actually just wide. Drew Williams, the freshman, the sophomore forward, 5'9 out of North Central High School in Spokane, Washington. That was inches wide. Actually hit the net from our angle. Thought it might have went in. It did not. Corner attempt for the Pirates. Actually goes back to try to set up the quick offense. And high over the crossbar. So Espinosa doesn't work with that clearing attempt. They had a good corner. It could be the sun being at that angle. Maybe they wanted to set up outside the box and then drive it back in. Not able to do that as Espinosa sends it 15 feet above the crossbar. Bone into the far side. Chipped away by the Pirates. Both teams with one attempt on goal thus far in the opening night's contest of your Maroon broadcast season. Again, thank you for joining us here on Facebook Live and on the University of Chicago Athletic site. Currently in the ninth minute of play. Maroon's able to hold possession, barely, back to Pirates. Pirates looking for something. Williams chipped away, hits an official, actually helped the Pirates. They regain possession, looking near side, headed away by the Maroons. Pushing near side, Coe with a chip up. Maroons might have something there. Good defense. Very good defense by Hepler. Hepler doing an outstanding job as that middle back defender. Heading that one near sideline, not giving the Maroons a chance at all. Challenge there. Pirates are calling for it. They don't get the call. Maroons are going to get the throw in. Again, Pete Ferreri here joining you on this opening night's broadcast for the University of Chicago. Glad to be joining you not only tonight, but for much of the season, along with many of my colleagues on the BN Air Network. Whistle before the tackle attempt. Chicago is going to keep possession. Pirates holding on to it. This is going to be an interesting attempt. The distance, it's just far enough to not go straight to goal, but is it enough to get a streak to either sideline? Do you reset up with a short pass and then go hard, or do you try to go for the glory right away? We'll find out as we are approaching the 11th minute here. Goes in, chipped away, and that does go to the far sideline. Outstanding defense thus far for the Pirates. That one chips away. Good job off the forward of the Maroons, that time being Johnson. Chip away, good tackle by the Maroons, but not able to maintain possession. Back to the Pirates. It seems there's two Pirates for every Maroon when there's a good challenge. Pass up by Pirates. They have numbers. They chip. It goes far. Are they able to get there? And they are. Good defense on that attempt by the Maroons. Lick's been challenged early on in this game. Scott Lick, 5'8", freshman out of Science Hill High School, Jonesboro, Tennessee. Chip in, and good job by Bonin to able to locate that as it had a little bit of an English on it. Actually rolled past two defenders and an attacker, but went straight to the goalkeeper. It's going to be a throw in, it looks like, for the Pirates. Sunny day out here in Chicago. Not many of these probably going to be left for the summer as we've reached the 1st of September. We appreciate you being with our Cole. He's got some speed. Is he going to keep it himself or pass far? He does pass far. Two defenders attack the Maroon. Looking up the sideline, makes a move, tries to split the uprights, does not, misplay. Good challenge by the Maroons. Is anybody near side? Coe is not there. Is it going to roll? It's going to roll. It's going to roll. And that's going to clear and go all the way out of bounds. That's going to stay possession of the Maroons. So let's see what the throw-in's going to be. You're going to have Lick on the near side throw-in. This is going to be the first throw-in at this level of the attack. Capitosto. First time we're saying his name today. He had received the throw-in, but possession quickly goes back to that of the Pirates. In your 18th minute of action, for those joining us at home, we do have a whistle on the play. And we are going to have a yellow card. So your first yellow card of the day on Dio Adeyasun, already getting a yellow card. Well, at least we made it past the 10-minute mark, as we may have joked about earlier. He did get a verbal warning earlier in the match for a very aggressive tackle on the far sideline. This time he is going to get called for it. Maroons had one good attempt on goal, went wide right at the onset of this match. Pirates have maintained possession a good amount of the time here in the contest. Their attempt went wide right itself, but much closer. And then a corner kick led to a far shot over the crossbar. Pirates making an aggressive move. Looking for the pass, far side. Good positioning. Pass one more time. Lick able to get there. Back. Ricochet. Good control. Maroons making a move. Far side. Good defense by the Maroons. Five Maroons along the two attackers of the Pirates. As not able to get much behind it was Moy Diaz. Diaz earlier tried to split some defenders. Not able to do so. They're going to have to try to maybe split to the outside and take more of a hard angle instead of going back to the mid, because right when they try to attack on the mid side, as we're going to have possession going to the Pirates, the two times they've tried to go from your near sideline, that being Diaz, and pushing it mid, they haven't been able to find any gaps as the Maroon defense is clamped down on it. Left foot, ricochet, that's going to save the way of the Pirates. That's a very odd play. Hits the right, the left, the right, and then goes out of bounds. Starting your 16th minute of action here. Maroons versus the Pirates. Left foot goes in. Diaz, header, sideline. Lick holding on to him. No whistle called. Very aggressive, and there is the whistle. But are they going to say? They are. It's going to be a goal kick for the Maroons. So both players were chomping at it. They decided the Pirates were a bit more aggressive. As Hill Bonin going to set it in. Hill Bonin, the senior out of Rock Canyon High School, Lone Tree, Colorado. Last year, Bonin played 20 out of 20 games, a .40 average, 17-1-2, 13 shutouts on the year. So a great senior leader that the Maroons return here in the season, and you see that thus far. That one matriculates out of bounds. Pirates are going to have yet another throw-in. I am not a broken record. Pirates have maintained seemingly over 80% of possession time. We have a whistle, and it's going to be a very close set up for the visiting Pirates. So here we go, Pirates setting up. 0-0 the score. Here on Facebook Live and the University of Chicago Athletics website. Opening match of the season out here. Pitches in beautiful conditions. And here we go. Whistle. Kick away. Header cleared. Good job by the Maroon defense. Again, anything toward the mid-region of the goal box has been no man's land for the Pirates. Bonin calling for it so he doesn't have to worry about his defender, Lick. Lick able to go near side. I'm anxious to see if Lick starts getting aggressive on the near sideline at all, pushing the pace maybe one or two times on a run. Asking to bring it back, they do so. Waters, haven't said his name in a while. Early flurry by the Maroons. Haven't said much of Waters' name, though, in the past 10 minutes or so. Pete Ferrari here on the call. Camera operator today, Tim Helms. And that one. Lick. Nothing there. Actually trickles off to Coe. Possession. Pirates, chipping left foot, Morris. Wasn't able to see. I believe it's a Maroons throw-in. For those of you joining us this season, there will be a little bit of a vantage point disadvantage, but we're going to talk you through that as best we can, and we thank you for being with us not only tonight, but the remainder of the season here with the University of Chicago Athletics. Passing back and forth between Hepler and Morris. Haven't said Hepler's name in a while. Strong challenge, no whistle. Two players on the ground, one from each team. Pass back to Morris. Morris maybe looking near side instead. Tries to clear middle. Nothing there. Chip up to Coe. Coe doesn't maintain possession. Goes back to Lopez. Haven't said Lopez's name much this evening. And whistle's going to go the way of a throw-in for the Maroons. And far sideline. Adeyasan, strong challenge. And whistle is actually going to be a goal kick for Waters. At least they're able to shake it off. Right now, the official speaking yet once again for those of you at home with Adeyasan. He has gotten two lovely short conversations with one of the officials and has a yellow card. Someone to keep an eye on that far sideline. You appreciate the aggressiveness, you know, you've practiced all summer to get to this opening game, but it's got to be a controlled passion. Dayson, a sophomore out of Poly Prep High School, New York, New York, 5'11 forward. Last year played in 10, started in 10 out of 20 games, 7 goals, 19 points. So definitely expected to provide some offense early and often for the Maroons this season. That one goes out of bounds. It's going to be a throw-in. Official waiting for, looks like Lopez to readjust the socks and the shin guards. as we now have a throw-in from Hepler. It was locked between two shoulders. Push behind. No call. Oh, two players have it. Pass. Far side. Lopez. Left foot. Good save by Waters off the left shin. Straight on attempt. He had nothing to do but drop down. Long stretch pass. Coe going for it. Coe with possession. He's got a near side streaker. Doesn't look for him. Is he going to go at the left? Chips into play. Into action. Good defense again by the Pirates. Ricochets between two players. Strong shoulder challenge by the Pirates. No whistle. Pirates maintain possession. And they clear away. Maroons had more than one attempt there. Waters, great job. Bearing down, dropping. So he, being Lopez, had to take an angle, not able to do so. Twenty-third minute here of your opening contest, and we will have a throw-in. Again, thank you for joining us here, Facebook Live, the University of Chicago Athletics page. Pete Ferrari, pleased to be with you. This opening contest, Maroons gain possession. Chip away. Looked like a hand. No call. We do have a whistle. And we have a yellow card. That was a very aggressive yellow card. That's going to be on Jonas Snyder. And they got, and he got a yellow card just into the 24th minute. For those of you keeping score at home. Bone in. That was a, for those of you that may have seen that, that official, that was a, he made sure that Snyder knew he had a yellow card. Bouncing around, header after header, left-footed attempt. Waters able to snag that one down. Not a lot behind it there, but good to see that Adeyasun able to get some attempt at the goal. Maintaining possession again is Hepler. Hepler looks at far sideline. They go for a chip and chase. Decides keep possession. Stringing up the mid. Able to find. There's an attempt. Chipped away. Good defense. Looking for the goal was Danny Alvarez, the 5'7 freshman. But the Maroon defense, once again, not giving that middle ground, making him go far. We're now going to have a corner kick. As we are now in the 29th minute of action here. For your opening contest for the Maroons. Bonin not able to get to it. Header not able to get to it as well by Alvarez. And that one is going to roll. Wow, if one Pirate would have gotten contact on that one, we may have a different story. Instead, Coe, near side, streaking. That one's going to roll a bit to the right. Trying to maintain control. Good challenge. Strong challenge by the Pirates. Diaz. What a tackle. Looking mid. Maroons get possession back. Adeyasun, nothing there. Chip ahead. Lopez not able to run that one down. Waters going to cleanly pick it up. 20 minutes remain now in your opening half of action here. Score still at zeros. Sun setting just ever so slightly more as the afternoon goes on. Beautiful green pitch. Baseball, softball, and football fields in the distance. We will be with you tomorrow for the football broadcast. Kickoff at noon. Quick throw-in. That's on sides. Will the Maroons be able to get to it? They do. And they're actually going to call offsides. Wasn't quite sure. Whistle took a second or two. Bone in. Making sure the ball's at the exact place he would like it to be. Clock ticking away. Bone in. Waiting for his players to get into position. Setting up an offense. Bonin has gone near sideline with a lot of the kicks. Instead, goes right into the heart of the lion. Head by Alvarez. Ricochet back. Hepler. Alvarez goes up. Nobody there. Asking for the drop. Gets it. Is Bonin. He does have one pirate trying to make an effort. Near side for Lick. Pirates maintain possession. They get that one right back. Far side, onside. Two defenders, three defenders, swarm. Again, that middle maroon defense. Chip far. Is it going to go too far? It is not. Espinosa being challenged now by Drablos. Drablos, we have not said his name much. Strong challenge in the middle, and that's going to go to the way of the Maroons. Officials have let him play quite a bit today. I will say Hill Bonin loves taking his time. This one actually going to be a bit quicker. Gets it deep into the zone. Coe not able to get to it in time. As Morris clears away. Chip ahead going all the way back to Bonin. We'll just kind of reset the past 30 seconds. 17 remain. Probably won't get much of stoppage as of this point. Pass ahead. Lopez near side. Coe. Coe goes far side. Johnson, back in. Do they got one more pass in him? They do. Queeg to Coe. Coe slips, maintains possession. Back to Queeg. Queeg tries to go up to Coe. The triangle, not able to be defeated. As it goes right back to the Pirates. The Coe, the slip, really hindered a good attack by your home Maroons. And I believe we have a substitution. So coming out of the game is Cassidy. Not quite sure from this vantage point who checked in. Mitch Lovell. Mitch Lovell checks into the game. Thank you to the gentleman standing to my right. Morris to Hepler. And Hepler, like so often thus far in this contest, clears back to Waters. Goes back to Morris. Morris with the right. Far to the left. Is that going to be onside? That is going to be onside. Bonin able to get to it. Very close play. Drablos is asking the official, where was that? He feels he was offside. Call not there. Diaz tries to stab at it two times to the right, misses both. Coe has it himself. Does he have the fancy footwork? He goes back to near side. He has the advantage. He has angle. Goes in. Slip. Maroon. Shot. Dribbles. In. Goal! University of Chicago Maroon with the first goal on the day. One of the players down for the Maroons, I believe that was Johnson.
Assisted by number 10, Matthew Coe.
Actually, goal is going to be Tommy Tenuta with 14, 43 exact to be remaining in your opening half. What a play as one of the Maroons down right now slips while trying to make the attempt, goes past him, and Tenuta able to pick up the pieces, hit it to Waters, hits off the left arm of Waters, and keeps going. They're going to tend quickly to the down Maroon, and we'll take a timeout with them right here. Thanks for joining us, Facebook Live and the Maroon Broadcast Network. Welcome back here to Facebook Live and the Maroon Broadcast Network on the University of Chicago Athletics website. Pete Ferrari on the call. Sorry for the Maroon player getting injured, only putting weight on the left foot. Nonetheless, Maroons have a lead. That goes out of bounds. Quick toss into Coe. Left foot, Lopez. Tries to keep possession. That one matriculates out of bounds. Oh, and he switched flag hands. He had in his right, goes back left. Throwing is actually going to be Pangea. Pass back to mid. ...22 minutes into the opening contest. Or 32, excuse me, 32 minutes into the opening contest. Maroons with a 1-0 lead. Again, the injury, unfortunate. And the injured player was number 11, David McBroom, the sophomore at Lake Mary High School in Sanford, Florida. 5'8 midfielder, so hopefully things are okay for him. Strong challenge there. And Maroons are going to get possession back. So, again, for those of you watching at home, David McBroom, the injured Maroon, thoughts go out to him as he's sitting on the bench on the sideline. Nonetheless, getting the goal was Tommy Tenuta in the 35th minute of the opening half of the season opener right here at Stagg Field in Chicago, Illinois. The 1st of September. Where does the time go? And that one goes to Bonin. Bonin calling off the troops. Decides to put it on the ground. And right away, as we've seen all day, one Pirate at least comes to challenge. Clears away. Header down. Back into play. Alvarez. Johnson far side. Looked for Lopez. Not able to get there. We're going to have a throw in. As now in the game for the Maroons is going to be Carter Romero, the freshman out of Vista Ridge High School. And we're going to have a corner kick. Probably going to have 2 minutes of stoppage time because of that injury just a few minutes ago. So stay with us through that. Be a brief halftime, then right into the second half here. Corner kick again, challenged hard by the Maroons in the mid. They brought everybody back for that one. Coach Bapst is a very defensive-minded coach from what we've seen here in this opening half. All players back to make sure nothing happens with those corners, especially in the mid. One almost dribbled by in their second-to-last corner attempt, but that one went far. Lick again, very strong in the near defense for the Maroons. Up to Lopez. Lopez chips away right. He gets hip-checked away by Morris. Smart play by Morris, if you think about it. If he was going to do his own chip and chase, he had a very good attempt to get there. A few whistles. Actually going to move it back. Coe. We haven't seen Coe test the strength of the leg thus far. As he chips up ahead, Waters tries to challenge it. Able to do so. Looked like a rebound. And that one's challenged away by Coe. As Haas was able to get off Coe's leg. Now for the throw-in for the Pirates is going to be Pangea. Tyler Pangea, a junior, 6'1", out of University of the Pacific in Pleasanton, California. Chip far side. Challenge along the far. Pirates looking for something. Bit of a shake and bake there. And flag is going to go up, and we're going to have a goal kick. Pirates not able to work much with their most recent possession. So again, 1-0 your score here. 8:30 remaining in your opening half of action. Pete Ferrari on the call, Tim Helms on the camera. We will be joined by commentary expert Sergio Venegas, who will be broadcasting many of the Maroon soccer games this season. So glad that he'll be joining us for the second half of action. And throughout much of the season, Sergio joins us all the way from Monterrey, Mexico, and will be lending his knowledge to a good portion of the season's broadcast for your University of Chicago Maroons. Coe, bit out of place on the far side. That one bounces up to Waters. Not able to get there was Romero on the streak. Good play by, what an outstanding play by Lick. Dive tackle, able to get possession, jump up. Lick shutting down the near sideline for the Pirates. They were picking on Lick in the first, I would say, 10 to 15 minutes of the contest. Then Lick finally straddled down and able to work well. Pass up near side. Maroons may have an attempt. Chip up, and that one is going to go a bit too far. That attempt being by Bryce Millington, the 6'1 freshman out of West Orange, New Jersey, West Orange High School. Almost reaching the 40-minute mark in your opening contest. Lick not able to get there. But he does have a throw-in, actually. Is it? Head official asking the line where it ricocheted, and he said he was already out of bounds when the touch happened. Coe, quick tap. Just kind of chipped it toward the mid. As Cardinale. So my apologies earlier. That's Cardinale. Looked like an eight. Got to get some binoculars, Tim. Got to get some binoculars. I got the LASIK and got the 20/20. Yes, I called it the LASIK, but so Cardinale with the attempt there, playing a strong defense. Clock ticking down as we're about to approach the 40th minute of play. Like I said, should be a minute or two of stoppage time. As joining us right after half again is going to be Sergio Venegas. Glad he'll be joining us for the second half of action. Sergio was the broadcaster for the Aurora Borealis minor league soccer club for the Chicago Fire that played out of Aurora, Illinois. Also broadcaster for the Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks. So a lot of expertise will be joining us here for these maroon broadcasts. 1-0 your score. As Tommy Tenuta having a goal in the 35th minute. Strong challenge, trying for a heel kick. Not able to connect was Romero. As clock ticks away here between the Pirates and the Maroons. Double header attempt, nothing there. I believe we have another substitution. Checking out of the game is going to be Williams. Not quite sure who checked in. I'm sure we will get that from our friend Brandon, one of the representatives of the Whitworth University Pirates. 3.5 remaining. Again, probably a little bit of stoppage time based on the injury of McBroom. That one just going to the far sideline through the tree. It's going to be a goal kick for Bonin. Bonin, 3 saves by the books thus far. Again, just a quick recap. Yellow cards thus far. For the home Maroons was Adea's son, number 17. Also a yellow for the visiting Snyder in the 24th minute by the Pirates. And goal in the 35th minute by number 7 for the Maroons, Tommy Tenuta. It's going to be a throw-in. That's going to chip away. They're saying that one's going to go to the way of the Pirates. we continue along. Chip away with the left, taking possession, Clifford. Clifford one more time to Kakiyannis. Chipped away. Pirates maintain possession. Near side, Haas. With a one-time back to Haas. He goes left to right. He's taken himself mid. Challenged away by Maroon. Chipped away by Coe. Coe has done that all evening. Far sideline now by Cardinale. He has been the defender extraordinaire for the Pirates, minus the one matriculating goal by the Maroons. Hand not called, hit the left forearm. As we continue along action, approaching your 45th minute of the opening half of the Maroon season. Chip near side for Coe. Coe's trying to make an approach. He actually doesn't challenge. Pangea back to Waters. The goal. Goal far side. To Cardinale. Misplay along the mid by the Pirates. Coe, near side. Does he have enough speed? Going as far as possible. Good challenge by the Pirates. Kyle Morris. But we are going to have a corner kick. No other way to end your opening half of NCAA action than with. They are counting down, I believe, maybe no stoppage time. As Nate Lundquist chipped away! Right over the top. And no stoppage time. What a way to end the half. So again, we will come back in the second half with a bit of recap action. No stoppage time in the first half. In the 35th minute of action, Tommy Tenuta with your opening goal for the Maroon season. Can the Maroons keep this 1-0 lead or move along, or will the Pirates find an equalizer in the second half? That and more as we come back here on Facebook Live and the Maroon Broadcast Network on the University of Chicago Athletics website.